Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. I'm so excited about today's show. Oh, my gosh. It is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And before I get into that, I got a couple of announcements to make. And, of course, the entire community is still, praying. And I just absolutely love the way this community has pulled together to, you know, pray for little Ben and all of the children and the people who are battling cancer and everything else. It's just amazing to see everybody's focus on prayer. I loved Sandy Beach's show yesterday. He did a half of his show on does prayer work, and you can go to his Facebook page and check out some of the comments. I put my own little comment in there. But, of course, Neil Boron and, you know, everyone has been praying here at WDCX for Ben and for the Kelly family. I've been in communication with Jill Kelly on almost a daily basis. As most of you know, I've been helping them, you know, on a more natural regime and protocol, along with the conventional treatment that Jim has been receiving. And I've been just so blessed and honored that she, you know, is turning to me to help. But the most important way that I can help the Kellys and everyone is through prayer. And that's, you know, obviously what many of you are doing, and just so grateful for that. In fact, today, my good friend Mike Bellani, he has been all over the media talking about asking people that today at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time that we all pause for a moment of prayer for Jim Kelly. And he's going to be calling in a little bit later in the show. And Fit Bash is coming up next week, Saturday, and a kickboxing-a-thon next Friday. And today, my guest is going to be Dr. Joel Fuhrman, the author, best-selling author of Eat to Live, Super Immunity, and many other books. And I'm going to talk more about that when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. Do not go anywhere, but Joel Fuhrman, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, will be here live on WDCX. Stay with us. Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, I'm so excited about our guest today, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. You know him as the bestseller of Eat to Live, of Super Immunity, of The End of Diabetes, Nutritarian Handbook, Food Scoring Guide, Eat for Health, The Mind and Body Makeover, and he's got a new book coming down the pikes at the end of dieting, and he is going to be live on our show in just a few minutes. I'm so excited about that. You know, I know many of you have read his book. Just grateful that he's going to be on the show today, and I will actually be opening the phones as well, 883-5000. Area code 716 in Buffalo and outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. How can I not open the phones? Because I know so many of you are huge fans, and I just am so grateful that he's going to be joining us today. He's got a conference coming up in Toronto as well in September, and there's just a lot going on. And, of course, I've been a big fan for many, many years. And so I was talking earlier about the fact that, you know, I have been praying along with many of you for everyone out there who's suffering from cancer. I've been in touch almost on a daily basis with Jill Kelly, who I've been helping and, you know, coaching as far as a cancer-fighting diet for the Kellys, along with their conventional treatments. And Dr. Joel Furman will definitely get into that. I had so much positive feedback about last week's show, you know, when I had on Dr. Kelly Turner, who wrote the book, best-selling author, Radical Remission. And that's just an amazing book. You've got to pick that up. But, yes, so I will be opening the phones today. I do want to get this in and remind you that at the end of the show, Mike Bellani will be joining us, and he is asking everyone at 12 noon today to pause in a moment of prayer for Jim Kelly and really everyone. You know, the focus, I believe God is using the Kellys. He's using Ben, the Sawyer family, and so many others to bring glory to him, but also to be a light to other people. And, you know, certainly, you know, he's been doing that. I'm just so grateful that, you know, I've had the platforms to be able to, you know, obviously tell people about the fact that we can help prevent diseases like cancer. And obviously spontaneous regression is real. It's true. It's, you know, what oncologists call spontaneous regression is when a tumor shrinks without any conventional treatment. We'll be talking about things like that today, along with, you know, preventing and reversing other diseases and boosting your immune system, which obviously I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to do every day. I want to also tell you that I will be on Neil Boron's show on Tuesday. We have a huge announcement, and I will be joining other guests on the show on Lifeline on Neil Boron's show on Tuesday from 3 to 6. Actually, we'll be on from 4 to 6, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be something that involves all of you. So I'm so excited. Make sure you put that in your calendar, in your phone this Tuesday. And don't forget that Kingdom Bound, the deadline is tomorrow, people. The deadline is tomorrow to sign up and get amazing prices for your four-day passes for Kingdom Bound and also for accommodations. And I'm, again, so blessed, so privileged to be speaking and be a presenter at Kingdom Bound this year. And I just couldn't be more thankful for the way that God is using me. And you know, Lord, every day I just ask him to decrease me and increase him and help use me to be a light to others. And so, you know, it's so exciting today to have Dr. Joel Furman, who will be joining us again. I will be opening the lines for him. And, you know, I've told my story before about the fact that my own sister and father had cancer and spent all of my years, 30 years in the industry, you know, in the fitness, health, and nutrition industry. But most of the beginning of those years was focused on fitness, not on nutrition, even though I was a registered nurse. And many of the doctors and physicians that I've had on this show and that I work with on a day-to-day basis say that what we are learning about preventing disease through our dietary habits, through nutrition, which is, you know, advanced scientifically based stuff, they did not learn in medical school. I did not learn in nursing. And it's so exciting to have somebody like Dr. Joel Furman and other doctors that, you know, I've learned from the School of Integrative Nutrition, which I graduated from a couple of years ago, you know, be focused on not just preventing disease, but reversing diseases. And, you know, as Dr. Turner said last week, you know,
in her book, Radical Regression, where she interviewed thousands of patients and people, some of them in the last stages of cancer, they actually were able to reverse cancer and live. And there were nine things that they had in common. These people never knew each other. But out of those nine things, the first three had to do with their dietary habits, which, again, we'll be talking about with Dr. Joel Fuhrman today, author of Eat to Live and Super Immunity and many other books, best-selling author. And, you know, the rest of those, the other six of those nine common threads that the people had were based on, you know, mind-body things. So it's just incredible. God has given us a body that can heal itself. And as you know, we all have cancer cells in our body. Why is it that some of us, can make it through the end of our life? And, you know, during an autopsy, I've heard this over and over and over, we find that people who have never had any cancer symptoms whatsoever are filled with cancer, but they lived their entire life abundantly and with energy and with health. So they thought, but, you know, they never knew that they were filled with cancer. That has been documented for you know, many, many years. And I have some close friends also who had family members that was the case with. And then there are other people like, you know, Jim Kelly and like Ben and like many others that may be listening to the show today or have family members who have had cancer who it is, you know, debilitating their life. So when we come back, I want to open up the lines. I am going to bring Dr. Joel Fuhrman, board-certified physician who specializes in nutrition, here on WDCX, best-selling author of Eat to Live and Super Immunity. You do not want to go anywhere. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we're back. I'm so excited about our guest today, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He is a board-certified physician. Many of you are huge fans in the U.S. and Canada. You know, Dr. Joel Fuhrman specializes in nutrition-based treatment for obesity and chronic diseases. He has, obviously offers scientifically based advice on preventing disease. He's the best-selling author of Eat to Live, the Eat to Live cookbook, both of which I have, Super Immunity. Again, I have that book, The End of Diabetes. I have the Nutritarian Handbook. I have his DVDs, Eat for Health, The Mind and Body Makeover, and he has a new book coming down the pike, The End of Dieting. I'm so excited to welcome Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Good morning, Dr. Fuhrman.
Oh, good morning. Great to be here. Wow, you have so many of my books. That's amazing.
Well, I've been a big fan of yours for many, many years, and, I'm a registered nurse by trade, and but also a holistic and health and nutrition practitioner, graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and my gosh, I talk about you all the time, so this is such a pleasure to have you on The Raw Truth this morning.
Oh, thanks. Well, great to be here and join you today.
Oh, awesome. Now, you know, we are, this show airs in New York and Canada, and so we have a lot of listeners who are already starting to call in, and I am going to be, taking calls today, if it's okay with you. Our phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo in Canada, 1-800-684-2848. And Dr. Joel, I just love your philosophy. And, many of my listeners know that I unfortunately lost my sister to breast cancer a few years back. She was actually given a few years to live and then 3 years to live. And she actually ended up living 10 years. By God's incredible grace, but also we made a lot of changes in her diet, in her lifestyle. And also I have the privilege right now of helping coach the Kelly family, Jim Kelly. I'm sure you know of Buffalo Bills, former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Right now is, battling cancer, return of his cancer. And so I've, obviously we know how important nutrition is. And you actually, before we get into this, have a conference, I want to say, coming up in Toronto.
Yes, I do. I was excited about that, a weekend conference in Toronto. And, I do travel around the country and do various events because, you have a tremendous effect on influencing people and motivating them and show them how delicious this can taste to be healthy. And, of course, it's all about never having a heart attack, never having a stroke, not getting demented when you get older, and not getting cancer. And I think the scientific evidence now is, the preponderance of evidence is overwhelming that we can cancer-proof our bodies. We can live, for the first time in human history, I think we can live to be 95 to 105 in better health than ever before in human history utilizing so much that we know about modern nutritional science today. So it's, it's tragic. It's that people have to suffer from and die prematurely with cancer. It's so tragic. And every one of these heart attack deaths and cancer deaths and people in nursing homes with strokes and can't move their bodies, it's so more tragic than ever because now we know it didn't have to happen. And we have the knowledge. And what's worse today is people aren't availing themselves of this. They're ignoring it. They're denying it. They're confabulating it. They're just going in all different directions instead of agreeing on these basic principles that can really disease-proof our body. And there's so much evidence for it today. All of America just has to make these changes.
I agree. And, there's a heightened awareness in this Northeast area right now with Jim Kelly. He's in the news every day. And, of course, there's several other people that are in the news. So there's a heightened awareness in this area of, the fact that, there's cancer. And people are struggling with it who are well known, and the entire, Northeast here has been praying for several different people and everyone. But what would you say, because, there is a very good chance that the Kellys, some of them are listening right now, in terms of, preventing cancer. And last week on my show, actually, I had Dr. Kelly
Turneron, who wrote the book Radical Regression, and we talked about spontaneous regression of tumors or shrinking of tumors. What would you say to those people that are listening right now, specifically, who are battling cancer and doing have chosen to do it with conventional treatment?
You're saying who have chosen to use conventional treatment?
Yes, they've already chosen to use conventional treatment.
Yeah.
I know. It's a tough question. I know.
I'm not sure the question, but let me just say this, that number one, we can prevent cancer. Once you have cancer, there's all different grades of cancers with different speeds of, you know, susceptibilities, speeds, and cancer is somewhat of a bizarre disease.
Mm-hmm.
And some types of cancers can be more aggressive and some obviously are less aggressive. They estimate that about 30% of breast cancers, without any therapy, without nutrition, without anything, just on their own, reverse and become non-cancerous. About 30% of biopsy-determined diagnosed pathological diagnosed breast cancers actually can be do become non-cancerous. With the type of therapies that, you know, for prostate cancer and breast cancer, the protocols that I've been utilizing with patients, we generally see PSAs go down in routine regression of early-stage cancers. That doesn't mean, you know, so even in, there are even studies on this, too. I mean, one study was done by Dr. Warner showed that prostate cancer was apoptosis is the word for death of cancer cells. But I have lots of very exciting cases in my practice that we're, well, I almost don't even like to talk about because they're so, because people will think that I'm claiming this happens all the time, which I'm not saying it happens all the time, but I have, but it, the fact that it happens some of the time is remarkable. For example, I had a woman with breast cancer metastasized to the bones that totally got better and couldn't find any more cancer. I've had a woman who's alive today, 17 years later, after she had a collapsed lung due to ovarian cancer that metastasized to her whole body, and she had given 6 months to live, and she's alive today. So most of the cancers I do see reverse and get better from are usually the earlier stage cancers that have not metastasized, that are localized and more and less aggressive, but I have seen, as you know, I have seen numerous cases of more aggressive and more advanced cancers reverse themselves. It's not the routine, but the point is that the earlier in life you make the right changes, the more protected you are, and the later, the more advanced the disease, the more serious it is, the more close you are to death, obviously, the less possibility the body can fight and restore yourself back to normal again. So it's all about, for all of us, is making these right changes as early in life as possible. For example, in this, you know, there was a study that took women with breast cancer and they biopsied their breasts and they gave half of them a muffin that contained flax seeds and the other group just got the same muffin without flax seeds. And you didn't know which, you know, it was blinded, it was controlled or double blinded. And they found that when they rebiopsied the breast 2 months later, there was significant regression of cancer and apoptosis, death of cancer cells, in the group that got the flax seeds. And that was tremendous amount of improvement. And that was only a couple of months. And that was when the people already had cancer. You know, then they did. So, of course, if you had the, you know, and that's just flax seeds. And that's not the other G-bombs, the other greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, all the other seeds and all the other factors we give people to prevent cancer. That's just one of them. But then they took the flax seeds and they took women who had breast cancer, and they followed them for 10 years, tracking how much lignans they consume. And lignans are the factors, they think are the factors in the seeds that are most protective against cancers. They have the anti-estrogenic effects. But in any case, they found over a 10-year period, decreased death rate of 71% in the breast cancer patients that were taking the higher dose of lignans. And what they considered a higher dose of lignans was less than half a milligram of lignan. They, you know, don't forget a teaspoon of ground flax seeds has 7 milligrams of lignans, and they considered the high amount to be a half a milligram of lignans. So that's almost insignificant, and they still saw a 71% decrease in mortality with people who already had breast cancer. The point I'm making is it's going to be ever so more effective if you took it before you had the cancer or earlier stages of cancer, and you're not just doing the flax seeds, you're doing a host of other things with it. I'm just using this to demonstrate that cancer is definitely reversible. It's, you know, we're definitely protecting people, prolonging their life, and seeing dramatic benefits even in people who do have cancer. And we have studies that document these results, and I'm just giving you one study as an example.
I love it. I love it. And I, too, had a spot on my breast, and when the doctor went in there after 3 months of my following your G-bombs, he couldn't find anything. You know, he couldn't find anything. So I'm passionate about, you know, your teachings, and I believe in them. And I'm going to go to the phones here. We have Valerie from Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in.
I absolutely love you, Dr. Furman. Follow your program. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I'm wondering if that is reversible. Can that condition actually get better?
How long have you been on thyroid medication for? Numerous years?
No, they just found it. I've only been on Armour thyroid. It's the natural.
For how long?
A year.
For 1 year, yeah. I'm not sure. You know, we don't generally see it go away in people who've been on the had it for years. It seems like once, but with early state in people that are somewhat younger and people who are just starting to have it diagnosed, we can see it improve.
Okay.
So the answer to your question, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, obviously you'll live healthfully and you'll use the lowest dose just to keep your TSH below 5. And, you know, I don't think it's a major, it's not going to inhibit your life ability to live 100 years old or your lifespan.
Okay.
Because you're just using a replacement hormone. So I don't think there's a significant.
And I do use your program. I do the G-bombs, have your tapes, and enjoy it very much.
Oh, well, good to hear from you, and wishing you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Thanks. And, you know, so I'll tell you, and for those listening that don't know Dr. Joel Furman's G-Bombs, but I know many of you do, the greens, onions, mushrooms, berries, beans, and seeds are what Dr. Joel calls is the super, in your super immunity book, I love, because obviously when we are boosting our immune system, we know that we have a less chance of opening that door to disease, correct, Dr. Joel?
Right. You know, so I say G-bombs for your immune system special forces.
Mm-hmm.
G-bombs, and the G-B-O-M-B-S, like a G, and then the word bomb stands for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. I know you said that, I'm repeating it.
Yes.
I'm just saying it again so it gets in people's brains so they can, like, repetition. They never forget it. And then we're talking greens about the powerful anti-cancer immune system supporting effects of cruciferous green vegetables in particular, like broccoli and kale and bok choy and arugula and watercress and cabbage. And I want people to eat a salad every single day and put some raw cabbage or raw kale or raw watercress or collards in the salad and chew it real well. And then, of course, the beans. I want people to eat more protein from greens and beans and less protein from animal products. Because obviously the beans are, there's a million different reasons why. We can go into just one of them. They're rich, full of resistant starches and that take a long time to be digested. And part of those resistant starches get degraded by bacteria in the digestive tract that change the starches into short chain fatty acid called butyrate, which has anti-cancer effects and keeps our stools soft, but they prevent diabetes, prevent heart disease, prevent colon cancer. They keep keep your hunger down and the more greens and beans you eat, the thinner your waist gets. You know, I say, you want to get lean, eat more greens. You know, the point is, so it's greens and beans and then onions. Put a little raw onion on that salad and then put onions in your soups and stews and make a giant pot of soup every weekend and eat it during the week and use the mushrooms and onions and greens in the soups as well because there's such powerful protective effects against cancer. And then, you know, then G-O-M mushrooms. Mushrooms are probably the most powerful anti-cancer food. They have antigen-binding lectins that actually adhere to the walls, the cell walls of cells that are abnormal. And they stick to the walls of cancer cells. Mushrooms actually have certain phytonutrients, phytochemicals in them that recognize and stick to abnormal cells, labeling them for immune system removal. And of course, they have aromatase inhibition to prevent breast cancer, and they have angiogenesis inhibitors to prevent tumors from spreading and growing. They're anti-fat, so they're tremendously powerful. There was one study on mushrooms that showed that women who ate a gram of mushroom, 10 grams of mushrooms a day, which is the size of your thumb, had a 64% lower risk of breast cancer to women not eating mushrooms every day. And then women who were eating the greens and the green tea with the mushrooms had an 89% reduced risk of breast cancer compared to women not eating greens and mushrooms. Now, isn't that just so amazing that we're talking about a study that showed an 89% reduction in breast cancer just from mushrooms? I just mentioned a study where people eating seeds had a 71% reduced death from breast cancer once they had breast cancer. You know, this information is just, it's so important that people learn this.
Oh, my gosh.
There's, you know, it's so critical for people because I think the facts and presenting what the power of these foods will give people more motivation to learn the recipes and make the delicious dishes and eat them regularly. If they really knew the numbers of how powerful they were at offering protection, and they work synergistically because when you're eating all the G-bombs together in your diet, then you're really, you know, then we're really going to win the war on cancer in America. And I think that why can't everybody in America do it? Why can't we just show the world that we can have a slim, healthy, and intellectually protected population? In other words, we're the laughing stock of the world. We're so overweight and obese and diabetic and sickly. Let's, you know, we can land them on the moon. Why can't we? And you know what's so funny is that we're always putting money into cancer research, and we're always looking for a magic pill. It's like people think they can smoke cigarettes for 30 years and take a pill and they're not going to get lung cancer. It's like a fairy tale.
Yes.
When the real truth is you just have to not smoke, and the same thing here with the food. We just got to not eat the cancer-causing foods and eat the right food, and we're going to be protected. And in our lifetime, we're not going to be able to have a cancer-causing a pill that's going to wipe this all out. We got to take charge with the knowledge we have available, put it into action, and so we can have a good quality of life right now.
Amen. And that was kind of my point with my first question with you is, you know, so many of my patients, you know, they have chosen to do conventional treatments for, you know, chemotherapy, what have you, but they're not willing to change their diet. And I said, it's like taking Lipitor and just saying, okay, I'm going to take Lipitor for high blood pressure, but I'm not going to change my diet. So, you know, let's change our diet. Let's boost our immune system. Let's learn and you know, educate ourselves on what we need to do with our lifestyles to reduce stress and everything else and eat right, eat clean, the foods of the earth that God created. So, because we all have cancer cells in our body, correct? I mean, it's just a matter of what happens.
Well, I wouldn't say we all, meaning all of us who eat healthily. I would say all people who eat the American diet, the standard American diet, have cancer cells in their diet and in their body by the time they're 65 years old, I would say, are certainly the vast majority of people. If, you know, if there was a retirement convention of people, of men over the age of 70, and we are walking, you know, in the hotel, and we took them, we kidnapped them and put them, anesthetized them and put them on the table and took out their prostates and put it in the Vitamix and put it under electron microscope, you'd find prostate cancer cells probably in more than 90% of males over the age of 70, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And just like most women going around getting mammograms, I mean, almost all those women already have some breast cancer cells in their breasts. You know, some may have them in clusters and calcifications, but the vast majority of people getting a negative mammogram, the mammogram looks good, over the age of 60, still have breast cancer cells in the breasts because the cancer has to replicate to be big enough but to see by the human eye to be visible to these tests. And by that point, the cancer has been there at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not early detection, it's late detection. And mammograms have almost an insignificant effect on lowering mortality from breast cancer. If what we really should do is before you even have a breast cancer that's big enough to be seen by any test, that change your diet, get your immune system going, get the superfoods in your diet, get healthy and have the body attack those, because that's when the body can best remove cancer. Once you have the mammogram diagnosis, then you're already down the road 10 or 15 years into cancer,
mm-hmm.
which is harder for the body to reverse it. The point is we got to get people reversing their cancers before they get them diagnosed. You follow me?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why, you know, your weekend immersion in Toronto coming up September 12th through the 14th. I love that it includes not only accommodations, but 6 delicious nutritarian meals and good stuff. I'm going to post that on my website, robbieraw.com. For our listeners, but we have people calling in, but we're going to need to go to our endorsed sponsors. Would you stay a few more minutes, Dr. Furman?
Happy to.
Great, thank you, because I want to talk about your new book as well, and we'll take some calls. So thank you so much. Hang with us, Dr. Furman, and we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Thank you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we're back. And so we have Dr. Joel Fuhrman on today. Many of you know and are big fans of Dr. Fuhrman. And, of course, he is a board-certified physician who specializes in nutrition-based treatments for obesity, chronic disease. And, obviously, he's a best-selling author of Eat to Live. Everybody I know has Eat to Live and the Eat to Live cookbook. I do too. Super Immunity, The End of Diabetes, The Nutritarian Handbook, and Food Scoring Guide. He's written Eat for Health, The Mind and Body Makeover. And Dr. Fuhrman, you have a new book, The End of Dieting.
Yes, The End of Dieting, I think, came out about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and I was on Dr. Oz's show discussing it earlier this week, about a week last Monday. So yeah, it's a book that needs to be read by people who go on these diets, because they don't understand that, number one, the fad diets are dangerous. The high protein diets are particularly deadly and dramatically spike up your rate of cancer.
Yes.
And just dieting in general, losing and gaining weight, could increase risk of diabetes and cancer. And I go through all the science of the dangerous diets, why they're dangerous, and why dieting fails people, why it doesn't work.
Right.
Because they're always wanting to eat more if they're not paying attention to the micronutrient quality of what they're eating. But in any case, you know, I think it's important because the Atkins was popular, then Sugar Busters, then the Zone, then the South Beach diet, then the big diet was the Ducan diet last year or the year before, and then the Paleo's big. And I think, you know, I'm discussing the Mediterranean diet, the Standard American diet, but I go through to give people a really thorough understanding of what the issues are, because they're so confused by these stories. They believe stories of nonsense. And the facts are, is that as we increase animal protein to higher levels, and for example, many of the paleo advocates are advocating more than half of a person's diet, or half of the calories, more than half comes from animal products. And there's a recent study that showed that in the higher range of animal product consumption, there was a 400% increased risk of cancer, especially breast cancer, and there was a 75% increased risk of death between the ages of 50 and 65 for people eating a high-protein diet. But here's the kicker, is that in this study, they called a high-protein diet one that only had 20% of calories from animal protein. The American diet is 30% of calories from animal products, which is about 20 to 25% of calories from animal protein. So they consider that the highest domain of animal protein. And that's only half as high as these high protein diets that are so popular are recommending. We're talking here about something that's criminal, that could potentially increase a person's cancer risk by more than tenfold and causing early life death. just to help you lose a few pounds. And if they work there anyway, probably, you know, but the point I'm making is that, our population has to become educated in these, in the modern nutritional science and not go on these fad diets. So my end of dieting book gives people the things that are not debatable, not controversial, that they have to do to live a long, happy life, and that any change you make to your health has to be because you're improving your diet, not because you're going on a diet, because going on a diet means that you're not planning on doing it for the rest of your life, whereas improving your diet for health issues means you're going to do it forever, and then your weight's going to eventually gravitate towards the diet you follow forever anyway. Doing something temporarily is of no benefit to your health, but I document in the book how doing something temporarily hurts your health and damages your health, and only permanent changes can benefit you.
I love it. I love it. And I love in Eat to Win, or Eat to Live, when you're talking about the macronutrients and the micronutrients and how, you know, you made a statement, I believe, that all plant foods are mixtures of protein, fat, and carbohydrates. Because so many people ask me, you know, well, you know, if you don't eat any meat, how are you getting your protein? You know, it's like people still have the misconception that they need to eat meat for protein. And they need to eat dairy for calcium. And because the commercials tell us that, you know.
Yeah, well, they're based on, you know, they're based on science from more than 50 or 100, you know, 75 years ago. That's the shame is you learn about reading, writing, arithmetic, but you don't learn about nutrition in elementary school and junior high and high school and college. And then people graduate from medical schools, professional schools, graduate schools, and they still know nothing about nutrition, but very little. But I'm saying that this is the subject matter that's so critical to our survival, our happiness, whether we are depressed or not, whether we have a full intellect with aging, whether we have a happy life, it's all based on the foods we put in our body. And we have people quoting things and having beliefs that are based on what people thought 50 years ago that have been disproven already. It's just so infuriating that they're killing themselves because of this, you know, I guess they let their food preferences guide their viewpoints, so it's almost like a religion or belief systems, and they're becoming, and they don't, and so when we have these books out there that appeal to people's belief system and preferences to tell them what they want to hear, and nutrition became a football of people with all different viewpoints and telling people different views and ideas that have just confused people and made people throw their hands in the air and just give up and stay overweight and eat anything they want and stay old and just wait till their inevitable cancer diagnosis. Who wants to live a life, you know, waiting? You're 50, you're 60 years old, you worked hard your whole life, you finally saved some money and you killed yourself, and then you're just waiting to go to doctors, waiting for the, you know, screenings and tests to find your heart disease, your cancer, so you can be treated. And so it's just like, it's just crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely insane.
Well, that's why I'm not nursing anymore, because I was frustrated with the fact that I felt like I was just treating disease, not helping prevent disease. And
yeah,
that's what our healthcare system has become. And I know you speak on that in your book, Super Immunity, on the failure of, you know, our health system and what have you. You have so much to offer on your website and with everything you've done. I mean, I've been such a fan of yours for so long, and I honestly commend you on the fact that you are not afraid to say, you know, the American Heart Association standards on this are incorrect. This is, you know, how much fat you should be having, and you know, it's not the eggs that are causing high cholesterol and all the stuff that you have pointed out over the years. It's just, I just commend you on that, because it's few and far between. I mean, I know that most of the doctors I have had on this show, when we start talking about nutrition to prevent disease, they say they didn't learn that in medical school. They openly admit it. And I just am thankful.
No, you know, whatever nutrition they learn in school is worthless anyway. I mean, it's all the time. You know, the point is that we're talking about ongoing learning and science that's moving, and it's with a strong trajectory of research articles. And, you know, obviously I devote my life to it. I have a whole staff of scientists that work with me, pulling all the research, reading it, sub every day, searching for it. You know, in other words, what I'm saying here is that you not only have to be up to date, but you also have to be flexible in using modern science and making and being able to change something that you may have believed or thought, you know, years back. You know what I mean? To be an unbiased scientist, you can't have a predetermined agenda, and you're not looking for support for your agenda, like paleo has its agenda that may believe that because this person ate that, we should eat that now, and that's a, okay, it's a hypothesis, but, you know, if you have 430 to contradict that, that makes it seem like that if you eat that way, you die a shorter life, and you got to throw that hypothesis out the window. The point is that we've changed a lot of the things we know, and you have to, and it's very, you're right, it's rare to find people who have the knowledge and the objectivity and willingness to say they're wrong and to give people information. The egg thing is a perfect example because you said something just now that I think is wrong.
Oh.
And I used to think that eggs were probably the better source of animal protein, but the problem is they're particularly bad for the pancreas of diabetics and people who are obese.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say that one more time, that the recent studies in the last few years on eggs show that in the obese or the overweight, they have an overweight person become diabetic more quickly if they eat eggs compared to those not eating eggs. It appears that the cholesterol in the eggs, even though it's not raising saturated fat as much as it's not raising cholesterol as much as saturated fat would.
Right.
But it has an effect to interfere with the cholesterol itself in the yolk of the egg most likely has an ability to interfere with pancreatic function and make a person who's prone to diabetes or has diabetes get worse. So diabetics have a dramatic increased death rate if they eat eggs regularly. So I'm not putting a blanket yes or no on eggs. I'm just saying we have new information and we have to be very careful in people who are insulin resistant, pre-diabetic or diabetic, because with those people, eggs become particularly risky.
Mm.
So little things like that.
Right,
things that
right.
You couldn't know unless you've been following this for the last, you know, and so it's more typical for somebody to just make a blanket statement that say, you know, eggs are good or eggs are bad.
Right.
And not really investigated all the, you know, because they always have something they're hoping to say or prove. I read it in the New York Times yesterday. There was an article that said something, you know, now butter is good and egg, you know, it's like these people, they just believe what they read and they just write it down and we have mass hysteria and not really a good enough understanding of the science behind the information, you know, because people are always out to just oversimplify things.
Well, and I love in Superimmunity when you're talking about the members of the onion family and anti-inflammatory, which, of course, we know the inflammation is so bad, but you cited the specific stats of 56% reduction in colon cancer, 73% reduction in ovarian cancer, and 88% reduction in esophageal cancer, 71% reduction in prostate cancer, and 50% reduction in stomach cancer.
Well, that's right. You know, the whole point is those numbers sound too good to be true, but when you put it in mind, it's just for one food.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for people eating onions. It wasn't people. And a lot of those studies were from Europe, where people were not eating a lot of green vegetables and a lot of berries. They were eating onions, and they were eating some cabbage, and they were eating some. But, you know, the point is that even when these diets are suboptimal, we can see dramatic differences in disease incidence from one group of people to another. And this is, of course, an important part of the show we're talking about today, to empower people to take charge of their life, take charge of their health, and have a better quality of life in their later years. Because we all want to be, you know, number one, people say to me, they make the statement, though, I could never do that. And I'll say, you know, that meaning eat healthfully, you know, which means they never tried. They didn't retrain their taste buds. They didn't learn how to make delicious recipes. They know nothing about it. They just assume they could never do that because they become addicted and they adapted to the foods they're eating. And I just respond and say, well, I could never be in a nursing home after a stroke having somebody else have to feed me. And I could never be, and you could do that, but I can't. You can't eat a piece of broccoli and I can't be in a nursing home and stroked out. And you can't, you know, I don't want to have my chest cut open and have a pacemaker put in my heart and be stuck in bed the rest of my life and be shooting myself with needles or be on a dialysis machine in the hospital half my life. You can do that, of course, but I can't do that. But I'll eat my delicious berry smoothie or my bean burger with a red onion on top and a nice ketchup. But you can't do that. But you could sit there and have your leg amputated from diabetes. That you can do. You know, it's almost ridiculous. You follow me?
Yeah, I'm definitely following you. That's, you know, I say you can either spend the time and the money preventing disease, or you can spend the time and the money treating disease. And preventing disease, as you've been saying, is through your lifestyle, through dietary habits, through, you know, the scientifically based stuff that you are teaching in your books and in your lectures and your conferences. And it's, there's hope
and
for
my,
people.
No, it's a plug for my Eat to Live cookbook, because it's just a cookbook of 150 recipes. And my book Eat for Health is another book with 150 recipes in it, because most of my books have 50 recipes in them.
Yeah.
I think the Eat to Live cookbook has 200 recipes in it, 200 recipes. Eat for Health has 150 recipes. The other ones all have 50 recipes. But the point is that, and my website has thousands of recipes,
yes,
waited by members too. But the point is there's all different ways that we can make foods adapt to anybody's palate, and all different, you know, and be incredibly, you have great feast stuff like eating at a gourmet restaurant. And there are restaurants opening across the country that have opened up, including the Pyramid Bistro, which is a new vegetarian restaurant in Aspen, Colorado. There's restaurants, you know, that are serving food that can be extremely delicious and be protective against their health at the same time. And it doesn't have to be 100% vegan, but it has to obviously be rich in these anti-cancer plant foods. And the animal product consumption has to be held to relatively low levels.
And do you eat any animal products, Dr. Furman?
I don't regularly eat animal products, but I do, you know, have some small amount in occasion or something, you know, when I'm traveling on a trip or, you know, or a holiday or something. I'm not 100% strict, but I try, but I usually don't, you know.
But you have primarily a plant-based diet?
I primarily have a vegan diet with occasional use of small amounts of animal products. But I don't mind if a person's using, you know, 5% or using as a flavoring or putting a little chicken or turkey in their stew or putting, you know, a little bit, make a bean burger with a couple of ounces of animal of a better quality meat to flavor the beans so it tastes a little like meat, but it's really made from beans at 80%, and they have everything else in their diet that day. So I don't mind if people are using animal products in small amounts. That's a personal decision I want people to make. And the reason I'm teaching people how they can use animal products as flavoring in small amounts is because I don't want a person to say, I don't want to be in a vegan diet. I still, you know, I don't want to give up the flavor of animal products. And I'm going to say, well, do a nutritarian diet anyway. I'll show you how to make it taste good with a small amount. But there's not a legitimate reason not to eat this way. I'm trying to take away every potential objection a person could have so everybody has the opportunity to live a long, healthy life. Of course, you know, there's some – the question remains, you know, what amount of animal products are permissible that would still allow a diet style to be safe? And that's really where you – that's a more intense scientific question. But the bottom line is that the amount Americans are eating today is way too much. It's 30% of calories, and it certainly has to be below 10% for a diet style to be considered safe.
10%, yes. And I've read in your book about chicken being, you know, similar to eating meat. I mean, some people say, well, I don't eat meat. You know, I don't eat beef, but I eat chicken.
Well, yeah, because we were focused always on, they were focused on the fat content, and white meat chicken without the skin is low of fat. So they were always focused on the fat. And, you know, it's not really the fat content that's the danger. It's the animal protein concentration. So the egg white, the white meat chicken, you know, there's still a reason why we should keep our animal product consumption low. It's mostly to keep IGF-1 in the favorable range. And IGF-1 stands for insulin-like growth factor 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hormone that promotes the growth and development of cancer cells. And that's why we watch the animal protein intake and keep it to lower levels, you know.
In organic. Oh, Dr. Furman, it's so awesome to be speaking with you today, and I'm so grateful for you taking the time to speak with us here in New York and Toronto. And we hope to see you in Toronto in September. I'm going to send everybody to your website. And, you know, just thank you. I just want to thank you on behalf of, you know, everyone who's trying to be healthy and reverse and prevent disease, you know, for all you have done to, you know, build awareness and all the research you've done and for your passion, because obviously it shows through in everything you do. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for the support and those lovely, such nice thoughts about me. But, of course, you know, I am passionate about it. I enjoy it, and I love influencing people like this in a positive direction. I like a lot of, it's exciting to have people like you and others join on board and have us have the, you know, we're all doing our part to motivate people to take better care of their health. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope to, maybe I'll interview, have the chance to interview you in person when you come to Toronto.
Terrific. That'd be great.
All right, Dr. Furman, I'm so sorry we didn't get to our calls. I just wanted to hear you kind of more than I didn't want to break up your thought process there. But next time, we'll have you on again. So thank you so much.
Terrific.
God bless you. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Joel Furman, board-certified physician, specializes in nutrition, best-selling author of Eat to Live, cookbook, Super Immunity, The End of Diabetes, Eat for Health, and, of course, his new book, The End of Dieting. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and we'll be right back. We're running really late.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And this is one of those days I wish we had a three-hour show because I got to talk to Dr. Furman for 3 hours. That was so awesome. And so don't forget to go to the website, Dr. Furman. It's F-U-H-R-M-A-N, How to Live for Life. And that's what we're all trying to do. We're running out of time here, so there's a couple announcements I need to make. First of all, don't forget, this coming Friday is a kickboxing-a-thon at the University of Buffalo, which I will be leading. You can go to my social media, Facebook pages and Twitter, what have you, to find out information on that. It's a minimum donation of $5. Guys and gals are welcome to come. You don't have to be going to the University of Buffalo. It's for a great cause. That's this Friday. And also, the BAC will be having Fit Bash this coming Saturday, not today, a week from today. And that will be at all of the Buffalo Athletic Clubs here in the U.S. Check that out. Go to their website or Facebook page. And then Mike Bellani, he is asking everyone. He obviously has been all over the media the last couple of days talking about, us all pausing for a moment of prayer at 12 noon today for Jim Kelly. But I'm going to ask you to not only pray for Jim Kelly, but Jill Kelly and the entire Kelly family, the Sire family, Ben's family, and all of those people, all of you out there who are struggling. Let's pray for everyone, okay, and have a moment of prayer at 12 o'clock today. It's so important that we lift everybody up in prayer, and God is hearing our prayers, and we know God is sovereign, and he doesn't make mistakes. So let's continue to pray for them. And also, I just want to mention that, again, Kingdom Bound, the deadline is tomorrow. The deadline is tomorrow to get your tickets for Kingdom Bound at a highly discounted rate. So make sure you do that. Also, accommodations, I'm staying over 4 days with the rest of the WDCX staff. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday to Neil Boron's show on Lifeline from 3 to 6. I will be there, and we have a special announcement. We're going to have some special guests. Actually, I'll be on from 4 to 6, and I'm so excited. We are releasing some information, which will
potentially help all of you. So make sure you tune in this Saturday to Lifeline with Neil Boron. Listen, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sorry I did not get to all the calls. Just wanted to have Dr. Joel Fuhrman continue on his thought process. He has so much information. So, listen, have a wonderful week. Lift up the Kellys and Ben and everyone that is struggling right now in prayers. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And I'll see you right back here next week with the Raw Truth. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.